Hello, welcome to Are We There Yet? I'm Katie Gossett and this is a new parenting podcast aimed at tackling the issues we're all angsting about.
It's so hard. It really is hard. It's like you've got to be the answer to everything and you can't answer everything, can you? I love it though.
Nobody can quite describe to you in any way that makes sense to someone who doesn't have a child just quite how much anxiety there is involved in the whole thing.
You kind of feel like you're bumbling your way through, really. You know, there isn't a menu for kids. And it's hard to know if you're doing the right thing, really. And then sometimes you're not.
So I'm going to be talking to a group of local parents about the kind of issues they're dealing with and how they're dealing with them. Or not.
Parents are children's first and most influential teachers, and it's our attitude to them in these forming years which will determine what kind of men and women they will someday become.
And yes, along the way we're using some archival audio to have a light-hearted look back at the way things used to be done. And some of those lessons from the past will still stand. After all, some childhood problems like bullying just don't change, as this panel discussion from the 70s shows us.
He comes home and he's got a bloody nose and he's broken-hearted because somebody has swiped him. What do we say?
We first of all comfort him.
Sure.
Loud and long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe have to intervene.
But then again, some things and some approaches to parenting really do change.
One of the most vexed questions in child rearing, and I guess in society itself, this is the disputed question of discipline.
I've always been a fairly strict mother, I feel, you know, with a wooden spoon occasionally.
I found a half brush very useful.
You did?
And I used to do this with open hand, which I found can be extremely effective.
So, yes, probably some of us are parenting a bit differently these days.
I think it's a lot harder now because there is really no discipline, because I think that the children tend to have more say than you do.
And we've also got some new issues to grapple with.
Oh, the internet's a big one, actually.
They're getting given homework at 5 years old. That's a huge amount of pressure and just children going, oh, I don't want to get this wrong. It's a real concern.
Things like kids accessing pornography, like that had never really occurred to me as being an issue I would have to deal with.
So whether they're age-old problems or new challenges, we plan to look at a range of parenting issues, including those affecting young children.
My son has come out of nappies. You know, we thought we'd broken the back of that one because he was going to the loo, and then all of a sudden he started to regress a bit and he's wetting himself.
Through to the stuff that's not quite so black and white.
They have the issues where the friends are all thinner and get to wear really cool clothes, whereas, you know, she's gone into the dark, big clothes, won't go swimming. The youngest one won't go swimming because the arms are showing. It's such a tough one.
So over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at things like fussy eating.
My son, I tried grating vegetables into a mince dish, but he can taste it.
Talking back.
Right from the toddler when they're just going, no!
And screen time, among others.
Probably about a year, we've had no television for the kids.
We've made big mistakes with screen time.
So we're going to take our lead from our audience, in other words, you. We've already done some research and feedback has been that parents are busy and want a short, snappy podcast, but with some useful tips to take away. At the same time, we don't want to be too rigid and formulaic, so there should also be the opportunity to really tell a personal story.
As a parent, it's just devastating watching your child sink into themselves and know that there's not a lot you can do. You can support, you can talk to them, you can keep telling them how much you love them and how much you care about them and all that, but I mean that's what makes depression so horrible, is that it doesn't matter if they've got everything in the world to live for, if they've got massive support systems, if they're well loved, and you know, when they're there in it, they can't make sense of that.
So we're going to be talking to a clinical psychologist, Catherine Gallagher, about some of these issues as you raise them.
I think I automatically immediately put two hats on, and one is my role as a psychologist and one is my role as a parent, because I think the one role as a parent keeps me very modest and humble and non-judgmental when it comes to me wearing the other hat. I think it helps me in the work that I do with families.
It might also help parents to learn that you're not alone out there. Some of the problems you're facing will be things we look at on the show, and they're definitely issues that Catherine Gallagher has seen in her practice.
A lot of parents come regarding anxiety. So they've got kids who are having a tough time doing life and being brave and I suppose, doing the tasks that other kids might find easier. So I do a lot of work supporting parents to support their kids who are anxious. I'm also working with families around kids with low mood and oppositional behaviour.
Let's face it, when it comes to parenting, most of us could do with a sounding board.
Sometimes it is just about parents have lost their confidence and they want to kind of check in with, actually, is what I'm seeing to be expected? And do I just let this ride, or is actually this something to pull back on? You know, how do I know whether my child should still be staying in my bed or having the odd night in my bed? Because maybe I don't say that to my friends and because I'm thinking it's a bit foolish, and whereas in actual fact, most people are having their kids in their bed at some stage. You know, so it's that whole thing of what's normal. And so for some parents, they might use someone like me just to kind of check in and go, you know, where are we at with this? And get the confidence to do the next developmental stage.
And while parents have probably always worried about their children, it's fair to say that life today has new pressures. Catherine says it's worth taking stock of what it means to raise a child in 2017.
Life is fast paced. You know, a lot of the resources that parents in the past may well have been able to invest completely in their family life mean that we are doing things at pace. We are kind of divided in lots of different ways. And so I think parents are wanting to, I suppose, maximise the benefit they can do with their kids or the roles they have with their children. We have this great information, and then what we realise is when it all comes down to it, it's still bloody hard work. Very rewarding, but really hard work. Because I know when my children were young, I'd, you know, refer to my husband and say, now they say, and I'm doing inverted commas, they say we're supposed to do it like this. And he would look at me in a puzzling way, because who the hell is this they? And I suppose I'm part of the they. You know, we're having a podcast about a they, the experts. And I think that our challenge as parents is always to take the expert knowledge and see what's relevant about that for what's in front of me right now.
And along with the experts, we'll share any collective wisdom offered up by the parents we talk to. After all, you're the ones at the coalface.
Don't sweat the little stuff. You know, sometimes it's so easy to go, this child's ranting at me and I want to get involved in an argument with them. You know, sometimes you've got to step back and go, is this worth it right now?
You just keep talking to them and just, yeah, don't stop. Don't give in because... Yeah, they'll come back. They will come back because, yeah, I do get the odd, but it's getting better now.
I think the biggest thing is forgiveness. As a parent, forgive yourself. There's so much guilt and doubt that we carry as parents that we feel, have we done something wrong? You know, if I did this life decision instead of this one, or, you know, if, and they're all doubt. And so I seriously think for parents, it's forgiving ourselves.
Do the best that you can and then just don't beat up on yourself. I mean, just do the best that you can. That's all you can do. Most kids survive and come out okay.
Children have a wonderful sense of aliveness and joy, an immense capacity for wonder. From the warm security we give them, they confidently take the venturesome steps out to explore this world of ours.
A lot of people tell you about the hard stuff, but I thought it was amazing, and I've loved every minute of it, actually.
Every now and then, these little things happen with your kids, and you know, they'll do something new or that they haven't done before. They'll do something that makes you proud, and yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's good. I wouldn't have not had kids. Yeah. I love them. Naughty as they are sometimes.
And that's our first episode. As for me, your host, I'm a news journalist, podcast producer, and mother of two. The name of the show, Are We There Yet?, should need no introduction for anyone who has children. And if you're a new parent who owns a car, I can only say, get used to hearing it. But the name also comes from a few years ago when my then toddler was having a meltdown. We were parked beside some shops and my daughter's car door was open and she was shouting. I said something like, you are not getting out of that car seat until you stop shouting. And at that point a man walked past. He took in the situation at a glance and he said two words, been there, and he smiled and walked on. And so I could at this point make some cheesy allusion to parenting being a journey, but I think we can all just agree that it's an ongoing business. And so any help we get along the way can only be a good thing. So by help, I mean you, our listeners. Any thoughts, feedback, suggestions for episodes, send them our way. Our address is arewethereyet, or one word, at radionz.co.nz. Are We There Yet? Is produced and presented by me, Katie Gossett. Tim Watkin is our executive producer, and Adam McCauley assisted with studio production. The archival audio comes from Ngā Taonga Sound and Vision and Archives New Zealand. And make sure you catch our next episode when we kick off in earnest with a classic parenting issue, Talking Back.